Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In the midst of political upheaval, be it now the war between Russia and Ukraine, the ongoing war in the Middle East, the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, which of course was destined to failure from the outset, whether it's now the crisis in South Korea, whether we are talking about our situation in the United States with a government which is doing more harm than good currently, whether we are talking about governments collapsing, whether it's in Europe, Germany, France, other places. I was pleasantly surprised to read an article in a worldly publication, the Daily Mail, which points out things which the Church of God has been teaching the people for almost a century. And the Church of the Eternal God has been teaching it since its inception in 2001. I'm talking about the question, what did Jesus Christ look like? And here is what the article in the Daily Mail wrote on December 1. Experts say that every image you have seen of Jesus is almost certainly inaccurate. Not only would Jesus definitely not have had flowing locks, he is also unlikely to have grown a long beard or even worn robes. Instead, historians believe that Jesus would have looked like any other unremarkable member of Judean society in the first century AD. He probably would have been strong and lean. Jesus comes from a family where manual labor is a norm, and he certainly gets exercise with all the walking around. Now let me just pause. That is obviously very true. I mean, he was an architect. He was engaged in building houses. He was the leader of former fishermen who were working throughout the day under the hot sun. They would have not followed a weakling. Jesus Christ was not a weakling the way he is portrayed in many paintings, where he looks like a woman with long hair, maybe a beard, like a transgender today. You know, he was so strong that he was able to carry his cross to Golgotha, even after he had been tortured, had been beaten, apparently twice by the Romans. The article goes on to say, Jesus was ethnically Judean and came from the region which is now modern-day Palestine. This means his hair and beard would have been black and curly, rather than brown and straight, and sometimes he is portrayed with blonde hair. Likewise, it is extremely likely that Jesus would have worn his hair and beard quite short. Around the time of Jesus' life in the first century AD, being clean-shaven was extremely important to Romans, but as a Jew, Jesus probably did grow a well-kept beard, and that is apparently true, because in the book of Isaiah there is an indication that he did wear a beard, but it was a well-kept beard. Judas had to identify him. If he looked anything but an ordinary Jew, there would have been no reason to identify him. The article goes on to say, to have long hair and a long beard signaled something in ancient Judaism, that you were keeping a special vow and not drinking wine. Jesus was actually accused of drinking too much. They called him a wine bibber. So he was not keeping such a vow. We're talking here about a Nazarite vow. In the Old Testament, it is true. Some people could have such a vow. They could live under such a vow either for the entire life or for a certain period of time. But during this vow, they couldn't shave their hair and cut their hair, but they also could not touch any corpse, any dead body, and they couldn't drink any wine. Now, Christ did do that. He also drank wine at the very evening when he was betrayed with his disciples. Now, some say, oh, he didn't drink any wine, it was grape juice. Now, even if it had been grape juice, which it was not, under the Nazarite vow, he couldn't have done that either. So, when he was arrested, he was not wearing long hair. And you know, this whole idea with the Shroud of Turin portraying a person who allegedly was Jesus Christ, who was wearing long hair, all of that is a fake. It is definitely not portraying Jesus Christ at all. The article goes on to say. In fact, some of the very first depictions we have of Jesus show him looking distinctly well-grown. Paintings dating from the first half of the 3rd century AD found a church in the ruined city of Dura Europas in Syria show Jesus clean-shaven with hair cut well above his collar. In the 1st century AD, long hair on men was considered rather unseemly. Very true, because the Apostle Paul would tell the Corinthians, doesn't nature teach you that it is a shame, a disgrace for men to wear long hair, but it's a glory for women to do so? Now, Christ most certainly wasn't trying to give disgrace to God the Father, so he did not wear long hair. The article says, the one thing that our modern images of Jesus get right is that everyone in Judea would have worn leather sandals during the time Jesus was alive. Now, this is all very correct. And as I said, I was amazed to read that in a quote-unquote worldly paper, worldly publication. But more importantly is not so much the fact how he looked, what he looked like, but what he was, what he stand for. How did he live? How did he and why did he act the way he did? For instance, did he ever teach that we should commit violence against other people? Did he ever teach that we should go to war? That we should pick up our sword and kill others? Why did he not condemn the woman caught in adultery? Was he married? Did he have children? And many, many more questions can be asked. The most important one, why did he even come? What was the purpose of his coming? Now, you might have an answer or two when it comes to one of the purposes, but the Bible tells you many, many more purposes which he had to come, which he had to fulfill. And so we have prepared a free booklet. Do you know the Jesus of the Bible? Most people don't. Do you really know who he was? Who he is today? What did he do? Why did he do what he did? So please stay tuned, because we have a little bit more to say about this booklet. And I'm going to thank you now for your attention. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.